You're listening to 90.3 Near FM, Northside Today. Johnny Holmes here. Now I'm joined with Mayor of Fingal, Councillor David Healy from Green Party. He's going to be talking about challenges ahead in his new position as Mayor. And there may also be some current local issues in Fingal to discuss. Good afternoon, David. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny. Thanks for inviting me on.
I beg your pardon?
Thanks for inviting me on.
Oh, you're most welcome. Yeah, I didn't quite catch that. Apologies, David. First of all, David, congratulations to you from all of us here at Near FM on your new position as Mayor of Fingal.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. So how does it feel to be elected as Mayor of Fingal? And tell us about the challenges you feel that lie ahead for you in the role.
Well, of course, it's a real honour. So I'm very grateful to my colleagues for supporting me in the council, and obviously to people who elected me to the council in the first place, and the great campaign team who encouraged people to vote for me, and to whom I kind of owe this opportunity. It's a strange feeling. I've watched mayors come and go, but obviously we're in a very different circumstance this year with the pandemic and the normal duties of a mayor involving lots of meeting, lots of shaking hands, and a chance people have changed quite radically. I'm appearing on Zoom calls. There are various events, but usually outdoors. Obviously, no shaking hands, just chatting to people from a safe distance. So it's part of what we're all learning to do to cope with protecting ourselves and each other from the virus. And I think that's going to be definitely part of the job, really, for the rest of the year.
Okay. Now that COVID-19 restrictions are easing, may this allow our tourism industry, to get at least partly back to normal. Now, when I say tourism, I don't mean from overseas, but visitors, from other parts of Ireland down the country to the likes of Howth, Malahide, Skerries and so on. Are there any plans to promote investment and tourism for the Fingal area?
What we have actually is we've seen already a massive increase in the number of visitors, and people are quite responsible and careful about it. So what we need to be cautious about is not to lead to any really large congregations of people. Our parks in Fingal, our beaches actually have never been busier. This summer is busier than ever because, of course, many of the other opportunities people would have had indoors that are not available to them, or even where they are opening up their space, their capacities are limited, and people, naturally enough and in line with the advice, are preferring to stay outdoors. So we saw really an enormous burst of activity in the first kind of easing of the restrictions at that point in May when there was very good weather, and it overloaded some of the council systems for maintenance and cleaning and things, but the council has allocated extra resources to dealing with the extra demand and impact, and that's something we're going to be continuing to do over the year. So we're definitely seeing it. We're seeing a lot more bigger use of the outdoors and the outdoor amenities, and it's, I suppose, an encouragement to us to keep providing them. So we opened the Greenway between Balldoyle and Kilmarnock this spring, more or less just in time for enormous numbers of people to start using it, and that's the kind of an approach which we're going to need to continue and accelerate over the next months and years.
Okay. David, tell us about your involvement in voluntary and community organisations in Fingal over the years.
Well, I suppose my background is probably mostly in environmental organisations, both national and local, and so I have a particular kind of interest in climate change and some landscape issues, and also in a local sense, I suppose, with the Howth Pathways and the Friends of Boscaden Bay, which is our local, beautiful local beach. It's always been kind of what's gotten me involved in politics and campaigning. As mayor, one of the things I hope to do is to work with a lot of the local community and voluntary groups who are doing such a good job for their communities and protecting their local environments. Some of them facing challenges, particularly we have problems with Irish Water and not complying with its licences. And there are a lot of community groups are now getting involved to try to get them to comply with the law and to stop polluting our coastal waters and our rivers.
Yes, and there's been a lot of antisocial behaviour involving young teenagers since lockdown, although it seems to be a trend during the summer months anyway, you know, because of the closure of schools. And they are mainly in Malahide, Portmarnock, Baldoyle, Balbriggan, and also along the Dart. What's your view, David, on how to deal with this issue and prevent it from escalating or even continuing?
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's been actually a consistent pattern over recent years, and it's something which seems to happen at the start of the summer. This year it had a particular edge because of the lockdown and the slight easing of lockdown at that stage. The main response, I suppose, is between the council and in particular the guards cooperating. And at this stage, the guards have developed their approach. I was talking to our community guard in Hoke, Paul Slattery, who's very involved in kind of the overall management of it. And they're in touch with the buses and the trains in terms of going to the stations, particularly confiscating alcohol, because that's obviously a big part of the problems that result. The guards have the power to confiscate alcohol from people and dispose of it. And similarly, going to the beaches. They also have a unit available, kind of on call out if there's actually any trouble. I think we need to remember that the majority of people, young or old, using our natural amenities and our parks, our beaches, our piers, are perfectly good, well behaved. You know, not causing trouble for anybody. There can be a bit of difficulty simply because of the volume of people. But the antisocial element is something which the Guards Committee is dealing with, and Fingal is committed to supporting them in that.
Okay. David, what's your view on the pedestrianisation of New Street in Malahide? It's on trial at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's been brought in as one of a series of pedestrianisation and cycle facility measures in response to the virus and the COVID-19 pandemic. And so what we've seen is some parking spaces lost or removed in various parts of the county and handed over to pedestrians so that you can have physically distant queues outside shops. And then we're looking as well at the potential for a lot of cafes, restaurants to use outdoor space, given that their indoor space is constrained. And in fact, most people would prefer to be outdoors with the advice about the importance of ventilation in dealing with the virus and in protecting ourselves from the virus. So one of the measures, people had looked at New Street before and said that the potential to pedestrianise it was there. And it's been pedestrianised on car-free days, which traditionally happen in September, for a couple of times, and they were quite successful. So they brought forward New Street as a proposal for a 10-week pedestrianisation during the period of the pandemic, and the councillors agreed to it. It's gone ahead, and I think I had a particular push on getting the aesthetics right, to have nice planters and so on, as opposed to kind of big red and white barriers. So that has improved. And we're now seeing some of the space being used for tables and so on. Overall, I think it's a good idea. It's the right approach and something we need to be following more widely in Fingal. There's always particular difficulties and issues, teething problems. And one of the issues that's been raised has been, you know, people who lack the ability to walk, particularly from the Bridgefield car park, which is about 6 minutes walk. And so the council has responded by marking some age-friendly spaces in the vicinity. I think we might need a couple more of those, and maybe some child-friendly spaces for people travelling with children. To kind of mark out that the closest parking spaces should be left for the people, you know, who need to park close, and that other people should just walk a bit further.
Yeah, there has been a bit of a mixed reaction to it from locals. Like, some business owners are saying their business has been affected due to lack of the parking spaces. But I presume things might change, that they might get around it. And anyway, it's only a trial, isn't it? It's only going to be made permanent if the whole thing is a success. Over a 10-week period, would that be right?
That's right. We'll have it's in for a 10-week period, and then there'll need to be a consultation to see what we do in the longer term. I think just from visiting the streets, you can see that a lot of the cafes and so on are benefiting from it. And then the question, I suppose, for the other businesses, and it's a very hard question to answer, is to what degree they're suffering from the effects of the pandemic and recession that's come with it, and to what degree can they really ascribe it to pedestrianisation? Because the benefits of pedestrianisation in many other places have been very clear for local retail, and it would be a bit strange, a bit of a surprise, if that wasn't the case in Malahide.
Okay. So as you mentioned earlier, the Baldoyle to Port Marnock Greenway is absolutely great news and is now officially open. And you actually had an involvement in driving it forward. And approval for the Broadway Meadow Greenway from Malahide to Dunabate is also great news. Will you be involved in expediting this project as well?
Yes. I mean, one of the things which we've kind of said as a council, and which the new government is saying as well, is that investments in these kinds of outdoor amenities is an absolute priority. So Fingal is going to the department and pointing out that this project has been approved and it is ready for funding, and we don't have much doubt that it will be going ahead as fast as possible.
Okay. On a slightly different note, if you don't mind me asking, because it's not in Fingal, it's outside your jurisdiction. Is it an early defeat for the Green Party now that, you know, the Phoenix Park has been reopened for traffic?
I personally haven't been to the Phoenix Park during this, you know, since the start of the pandemic, but I've heard plenty about it. And I do remember, you know, that it really, the cars were a terrible infliction on busy days. In the park, and you know, the use of the park as kind of a through route, you know, goes against the idea of what the park should be for. The OPW really didn't do a great job of, even within the kind of the overall approach of managing the impact of cars in the park. And of course, there is no public transport going through the park, unfortunately. So there's a lot that needs to be fixed. And I was quite disappointed to see the decision being reversed so quickly. I think it's something that should be dealt with by the local council. The park is within the Dublin City Council jurisdiction. And to me, it's something that Dublin City Council should be entitled to decide on. And it shouldn't be a question of the OPW or apparently a minister making a decision on a local traffic issue.
Okay, and now that the Green Party are in government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, would you envisage more action and better approach to addressing climate change? Well, of course, now in line with the new programme for government.
That's right. We have a programme for government commitment of an average 7% annual reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. And I suppose that's matching in with a new level of ambition, which the European Commission is proposing as well. Obviously, we should have started all of this both nationally and at an international level, a lot faster. But Ireland has particularly been a laggard, and that's why we have a long way to go. Now, we have some real advantages. We've an awful lot of wind, so we've got a very high potential for renewable energy. And then there are other things which really we should have started before in terms of our houses. We need to retrofit, you know, 80-90% of the housing stock in order to improve it, but that will bring benefits for public health, and it'll pay for itself in economic terms. So there's a big list of changes we need to make. We need to look at the Netherlands and to see how, you know, they've achieved such high levels of cycling in their towns and cities, and even in their countryside, and to say, okay, well, what changes do we need to make? How can we copy from them, and thereby bring down our transport emissions, our energy sector emissions, as I mentioned, and our housing emissions. So there's a lot that needs to be done. And the commitment from all three parties in government is to move on this very fast with a 7% target.
Okay. Finally, David, any other current local issues in Fingal that you'd like to talk about?
I think that you've hit on the big live one of the pedestrianisation of Malahide. Obviously, the water issues and the use of the beaches are important. There's obviously ongoing local planning issues, and one of the things we need to do is to get planning enforcement operating more effectively and more quickly in the county.
Okay, all covered already.
So, yeah, we'll cover that. But I think really the overall message is for people to look after each other in terms of protecting ourselves and each other from the virus. And in terms of dealing with some of the impacts, people have suffered a bit from the changes in employment. A lot of people have really suffered from the isolation which has come about. And, you know, for many people, their old social networks are still disrupted. A lot of the events that go on in the community centres around Fingal are still not back. So a lot of the things that people used to look forward to in the week are missing to them. So I think we need to work on getting things going back safely and to support each other through what continues to be a difficult time.
Absolutely. Right, so we'll leave it at that. Thanks very much again, David, for joining us today. Nice talking with you, and all the very best, and take care.
Great. Thanks very much, Johnny.
All the best. Cheers. Now, that was Mayor of Fingal David Healy from the Green Party talking about challenges ahead in his new role as mayor.